And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, I've been on the phone a lot and will continue to be throughout the balance of this year, I think, talking to prospective studio partners about teaming up with us so they can leverage this platform to help more people make more money in their market. One of the questions that almost always surfaces pretty early in that process is, how much time does it take to run a Business Radio X studio? Let's unpack that a minute.
Sure. Well, one of the first things is, how much time does it take once you know how to run the studio? So the training part is an important component, and it does take some time to learn kind of all the basics of running the studio. But once you've got that, the actual, you know, maintenance of actually running the studio is pretty minimal. It's something that you can do half a day a week, one day a week. You can do it as much as you'd like to do it. So minimum viable product for running a studio, I think, requires some activities like inviting people to a show, doing the show, and then following up and having meetings after the show. Those are, to me, the core components of what a studio partner would be doing on a regular basis. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it. And let's go back to what we always say. This thing's going to hit whatever you aim it at, right? So let's just take a specific scenario. You take me 10 years from now, I'm retired in some rural area and Alabama, maybe outside of Birmingham or something. Maybe I'm more interested in hunting and fishing and playing golf, but I want to stay relevant. I want to be involved in the business community. So let's see, I want to maintain relationships with some of the movers and shakers in the Birmingham environment. So whenever I am out, I'm probably going to have a show and I'm going to be able to tell people, hey, you'd be great on Birmingham Business Radio. And so I'm going to invest a little time and energy in that, but some of that's parallel with stuff I'm already doing. And then I'm going to want to carve out some time during the week, right? Maybe we do it every Thursday. Maybe we do it every second Tuesday. So there's that time. And then there's also the time, and this is assuming I've been trained to do it all, that I gotta get it up in the system and get it published. Now, me, I'd probably hire somebody to do that part. But, I mean, in that scenario, I mean, what are you talking, maybe 2 half-days a week? And then all the way to, you know, you take a guy like a John Ray or Mike Salmon here in the Atlanta market, you know, and they're knocking the top out of it. They're probably working a good 3.5-4 days a week.
And that's the thing is, once you start doing it and you start serving the community and you start finding those other allies there that are saying, hey, how do I get a show? All of a sudden you're like, hey, this is pretty easy money.
Right.
And I'm just doing the thing I like to do. And then you might expand it beyond those initial days that you start. So to me, it can be what you want it to be. It doesn't have to be a full-time 40 hours a week job. It can be done in a day or two a week.
Potential studio partner candidates asked me that time, something I would never say in that phone call, but I'll just say straight up to you guys right now, they're already doing so much stuff, wasting so much time. It's not going to take any more time. It's going to save them time compared to what they're doing now. Most people who are out there scratching and clawing for new business and ways to build new relationships, they're wasting so much time doing so much silly stuff. You know, I wouldn't say that in the phone call, but I'm just telling you guys that this is, if anything, it's a tremendous time saver.